AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tyre Nichols' family has a message for the people in Memphis.
We want peace.
Nichols' stepfather spoke leading up to the release of body cam video of the deadly beating of Nichols. The federal government is preparing for the possibility protests could turn violent. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
FBI Director Christopher Wray.
What happened in Memphis is obviously tragic. I've seen the video myself, and I will tell you, I was appalled.
He says the FBI is ready to help with any demonstrations that turn violent.
All of our field offices have been alerted to work closely with their state and local partners, including in particular, of course, in Memphis.
Attorney General Merrick Garland calls for calm when people see the images of the 29-year-old FedEx worker Tyre Nichols being beaten and shocked, an assault by five police officers, which led to murder charges.
We urged that they be peaceful and nonviolent.
A number of community events in Memphis have been canceled for the weekend. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In San Francisco, video and 911 audio have been released from last year's beating of Paul Pelosi in his home. The 82-year-old husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called police after a man entered the home.
No, I don't know who he is. He told me not to do anything.
Pelosi was beaten with a hammer and was seriously injured. Nancy Pelosi was not home at the time. The suspect is David DePap.
Do you regret that you did this?
No, it needed to be done.
DePap is being held without bail. At the South Carolina murder trial of Alex Murdoch, Sheriff's Detective Laura Rutland says Murdoch was asked what he was doing about the time his wife and son were shot and killed.
He took a nap.
Did he say where he went after that?
To check on his mother with Alzheimer's in Hampton.
The Dow finished up 28 points. This is AP News. It will be at least two more years for the leader of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel.
The secret ballot vote at the GOP's National Committee's annual meeting in California was 111-51 for current chair Ronna McDaniel. The election did highlight fierce internal divisions that threatened to plague the party into the next presidential season. While former President Donald Trump privately backed McDaniel, powerful forces from within his Make America Great Again movement lined up behind one of his attorneys, Harmeet Dhillon. Another candidate was MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. I'm Shelley Adler.
A judge ruled a man charged with killing 10 people at a Colorado supermarket nearly 2 years ago remains mentally incompetent to stand trial. Ahmed Al-Alawi Alisa was found to be mentally incompetent in December of 2021 and was sent to the state mental hospital for treatment. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.